Whammo 100, Pittsburgh's home for hip-hop and the hottest hits. Pretty Kitty on the radio. Kiki Brown in the building. It's Friday. What's good in your hood? So, I had to make this a special foreplay of four. Of course, we had to give Prince some love. Shouts to Prince, RIP to the king, to the purple king, to the purple prince, rather. And we have a king to honor because if you don't know anything about the legendary Josh Gibson, something is wrong with you. And the Pittsburgh Opera and the Josh Gibson Foundation has done something really, really big. You need to get your family involved and get your tickets to check out the Summer King. It's going to be here in the city of Pittsburgh, April 29th. April 29th, May 2nd, 5th, and the 7th. Now we have a friend of mine, friend to the family, your friend, my, your frat brother, your cousin and them. We got Sean Gibson in the building, who is the great-great-grandson. It's just one great. Well, he's a great-grandson. That's what I meant to say. Great-grandson to Josh Gibson. Now, you and I, we've known each other for years.
Long time.
And I think since day one, you've been talking about your great-grandfather and I pardon my ignorance. I really didn't know much about it. Well, I'm a girl. That's not an excuse. But you know, I wasn't playing around the baseball field. I didn't know anything about it. So this is something that you've been working on a lot. Why don't you tell us about the Summer King? And then you have some special guests in the studio we're going to introduce as well. So
First of all, thanks for having us. Mm-hmm. And like you said, this has been a long time in the works. The Summer King is an extraordinary opera about the life of Josh Gibson.
Yeah.
And what I want people to get out of this is the baseball, outside the baseball of Josh Gibson, the man behind the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
As we talk about Josh Gibson, most people talk about his baseball greatness. But it was a man behind that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His wife died at childbirth, giving birth to his twins. So what the opera does is brings out the stories of Josh Gibson, the man, the mm-hmm. person. So the composer, Dan Sonnenberg, came to us back in 2007, 10 years to the day, and came to this opera idea. And of course, I'm not in the opera world.
Right.
Had no clue about
opera. Like many of us.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they also said, well, you know, we get a lot of people come to us about movies, deals, and things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dan hung around, and he came to Pittsburgh, met with the family, did some little fact-checking on Josh's life and some of the things that he had researched already. And then back in 2013, he contacted me and said, hey, we may be doing a showcase in Maine about it. So kind of got some momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 2014, went to go see it. Did some revisions on it. And then I met the actual Christopher Hahn from the Pittsburgh Opera.
Mm-hmm.
And 2015, they called us in and said, hey, we're going to do the opera. And so not only are they going to the opera, it's a world premiere.
Right.
First ever world premiere opera in Pittsburgh history in 78 years.
Yeah.
So that alone, and what the slogan is through the family is that, you know, Josh couldn't make baseball history, but he's making history in opera.
He really is.
Oh, right.
So,
right.
But when you say opera, you know, we kind of turn off. We kind of mute it. Let's not be intimidated now.
It's a play. It's an opera. As long as you buy a ticket, it's a musical. Just come.
Right. Now, do the ticket proceeds benefit the Josh Gibson Foundation?
Yes.
There's
a promo code, POJGF. Use that promo code, you get 10% off, and 10% goes to the Josh Gibson Foundation.
Awesome. Now, you have some special guests in the studio.
Yes, I do.
And these are actors.
These
are some actors. They know about this thing here.
Not only the actors, the one thing, we do have an all African-American cast.
Okay.
That's another good thing that comes. So we do have two people here, and I'll let them introduce themselves here.
Yes, and then tell us what roles you're playing.
So my name is Kenneth Kellogg. I'm playing Sam Bankhead, who is the best friend of Josh Gibson.
And what's your name, yo?
All right, so my name is Philip Gay, and I'm playing two characters.
Oh.
So the opera kind of starts off as this conversation between an older and a younger barber
mm-hmm.
about who's better, Josh Gibson or Jackie Robinson. So I play the younger barber.
Okay.
And also I'm playing Cool Papa Bell.
Okay.
Which was one of the Negro League players with Josh.
Wow. So how did you all come about? Is this something that you had to audition for? Did you know about the Josh Gibson story?
Growing up, actually, I didn't know about the story at all. I didn't know about Josh at all.
Okay.
And a conductor friend said he was doing a workshop in New York about this story. I didn't mm-hmm. know anything about the opera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, I'll do it. It was work for me.
Yeah.
So I went up and I got the score and learned the score. And it became a passion the more I learned about the story. And the more I got to know Dan and to see his passion, the heart that he put into it, I fell in love with it.
Okay.
I had to do it wherever it went.
I learned about it about a year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm serious. Like, you know, I was on another job and I got an email about this gig. And at that point, I had never heard of Josh Gibson, you know. I kind of, you know, looked it up. And as soon as I got the score, started reading through it, Kind of the same thing, you know, just the interest started to build and build and build. And it's an incredible story.
So what have you learned about your characters and what have you learned about Josh's story? Like, what's one thing that you could take away?
I didn't know how I didn't know about
okay,
Josh.
Yeah.
He's that amazing. His story is that compelling. We all hear about Babe Ruth. We hear about all the greats in the major leagues. I started to question why I didn't know about
it. It's kind of like the Hidden Figures. Yeah. I was going to say Hidden Fences, right? Not good. Not good. Right. Exactly. I know. Boom. The Summer King of Pittsburgh Opera. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for being here. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. I
really appreciate it. You need to feel really proud because you fight really hard for this man. And if we know anything about your great grandfather, it's because of you. Well, definitely.
That's me and the family. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want people to say, oh, you got to say the family. So I got me and the family.
That's what's good in your hood. It's WAMO 100.